T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. A day after the FDA gave the green light to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children 12 and older, Governor Cuomo says the first shots could be administered as early as this Thursday, depending on the state health commissioner's recommendation. Mayor de Blasio is making clear that students and teachers will not be required to be vaccinated when public schools return this fall.
Talked about it with the health team. We just don't think it's the right way to go at this moment. I mean, we'll watch. Always, we'll always be led by the data and the science.
During a Senate Health Committee hearing today, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was upbeat about declining COVID cases in the U.S. and the number of vaccinations so far.
Over 84% of Americans age 65 and older, and over 58% of all adult Americans have now received at least one vaccine dose.
The vaccination numbers show that President Biden may meet his goal for the country months ahead of schedule. Correspondent Karen Travers is in Washington.
President Biden today will highlight new efforts to get Americans vaccinated and meet his goal of 70% of American adults getting at least one shot by July 4th. Ride-sharing companies Lyft and Uber will give free rides to anyone going to a vaccination site. This promo will start in 2 weeks and will run through July 4th. The president will announce that some of the country's largest community colleges will host vaccination sites for students, staff, and local residents through the end of June.
He'll also highlight immediately available FEMA funding for states in efforts like pop-up vaccine sites and more. Mayor de Blasio made a point to ride his bike to work this morning as he promoted Streets Week during Bike to Work Month.
The mayor says even in the pandemic, the city constructed 29 miles of protected bike lanes.
And this year, we will surpass that total. We will build over 30 miles.
His Honor biked to work today. I asked about better enforcement and one or two-way designations.
I could see on my ride this morning, you know, places that were working better, places that were working less well, but we're evolving and it's something we have to keep at.
Bike lanes will be installed on the Brooklyn and Queensborough bridges. Bike boulevards will come to every borough. Buses will get street priority. New busways will be installed in Jamaica, Queens. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
An off-duty New York City police officer was killed in a crash on the LIE in Brentwood last night. The NYPD says 30-year-old Ryan McKenna of Hicksville was heading eastbound when he hit the median and his pickup truck flipped over in the HOV lane. He had been assigned to the Woodside Houses in Queens. This is the second time in 2 weeks that a New York City police officer has died on the LIE. New York City Department of Correction Commissioner Cynthia Brand has announced that she's stepping down. Brand served as commissioner for 4 years. She has been in public service for nearly 40 years. She led the agency in its push to permanently close the jails on Rikers Island and to end the use of solitary confinement. COVID cases are dropping, but fallout from the pandemic still being felt in other ways in our area.
14 months into the pandemic, and the numbers, at least on the medical side, are very promising, with daily cases and hospitalizations steadily falling here in northern New Jersey. But the demand for food, anything but, as a line still a mile long here. Cars queued up before dawn on Murray Hill Parkway to get an emergency box of produce. Dave Kisselback is the CEO of the Meadowlands Y. He's been overwhelmed by the families that he's met and how much they need help.
Last week, we actually ran out of food, and we just had a couple small bags of fruit, and a car was coming through, and we stopped and said, "We're sorry, we don't have anything except for this." And they were still so happy to even just got that.
And while many families are here maybe the 20th or 30th time in the last year. This woman from Leonia, her second visit.
Maybe I have a couple of dollars today, but what's going to happen down the road? If no one saw this coming.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in East Rutherford.
A perfume expert is using her talents to help COVID-19 survivors who are still missing their sense of smell. Sue Phillips tells 1010 Winds she can help people smell again.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a chemist, but I do know the power of perfume. In fact, I just wrote my book called The Power of Perfume. And in it, I talk about the incredible complex ingredients that we use, and so that people can try and connect the olfactive system with their limbic system.
She holds fragrance events on Zoom. Fresh off her New York Times endorsement for mayor, former city sanitation commissioner Catherine Garcia was a guest on 1010 Winds today. She was asked about her poll numbers. She has not been able to break through to the top spots like Andrew Yang and Eric Adams.
New Yorkers were not going to think about it until this moment. And I know that the polls will move as we get closer. I think we've had three front runners so far. I'm assuming that that will continue to move around. This is a very open race.
Garcia also announced a plan to combat gun violence and stop the so-called iron pipeline of weapons to the city. One part of the plan is to increase the rebate on gun buybacks from $200 to $2,000 and to expand the program to more precincts across all five boroughs. Winds News Time 2:34, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino will make another go at running for governor of New York. The Republican unsuccessfully challenged Governor Cuomo in 2014. He's joining a growing GOP field. Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin is also making a bid for the State House in Albany. And Andrew Giuliani, a former aide to former President Trump and the son of Rudy Giuliani, has said he would be getting into the race. There she blows. A massive offshore wind project gets the green light from the feds. Correspondent Ben Tracy reports.
It's called Vineyard Wind, as it's located off Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts. This will be the first commercial-scale offshore wind farm in the U.S. with as many as 84 wind turbines, generating enough electricity to power about 400,000 homes. The project had been stalled under the Trump administration, but is now part of President Biden's plan to dramatically increase the use of renewable power. Right now, the U.S. has just 5 operating wind turbines off its shores, and offshore wind is viewed as a way to quickly increase the nation's supply of renewable energy to lower our planet-warming carbon emissions.
The near $3 billion project could be completed in about 2 years. Colonial Pipeline restarted some shipments today following a ransomware attack, but a main line that runs to Linden, New Jersey, remains frozen. During a Senate subcommittee hearing on Homeland Security, Republican Rob Portman of Ohio said the attack was potentially the most substantial and damaging attack on U.S. critical infrastructure ever. And he said the U.S. is woefully underprepared for such attacks.
FireEye, the company who discovered the SolarWinds hack, was breached itself. FireEye is one of the firms folks call on when they discover a breach. So here are the very people we call on when we get hacked, got hacked themselves.
According to Gas Buddy, U.S. gasoline demand jumped 20% compared with the prior week after the ransomware attack.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.